Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. What does growing corn have in common with fishing for crappie? Well, the short answer is E10, unleaded gas with a 10% blend of ethanol. Christian County farmer Joseph Sisk serves on the board of the Kentucky Corn Growers Association, and they're helping sponsor the American Ethanol Crappie Masters Kentucky-Tennessee State Championship on Kentucky Lake and Barkley, May 13 and 14.
It's important that we're involved in this tournament for a lot of reasons. There have been in the boating community some misinformation about ethanol and about what it might do to boat engines. It's the same stuff that has been in the community about small engines and lawnmowers and weed eaters and household items. It's important that we reach out to those consumers in particular because that touches everybody in a neighborhood. People own boats and they own lawnmowers and they own weed eaters and chainsaws.
Sisk says it's hard to pin down where that misinformation might have originated, but some might guess perhaps from creative marketing from competitors.
The best way to combat that is to reach out to those people that own those motors. The homeowner and the neighborhood consumer is really important to reach out to as we try to get the public to have a better understanding about what it means to have ethanol gasoline. It's not an additive that's going to hurt these motors.
In fact, E10 is warranty approved by most major marine engine manufacturers. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
We're back with Christian County farmer Joseph Sisk, a member of the Kentucky Corn Grower State Board. He took a few minutes in his farm shop to talk with me by phone about the Crappie Master connection. With this spring somewhat late start to planting, he's not likely to be doing much fishing, but he is glad that Crappie Masters is proud, so to speak, to fly the ethanol banner.
As we see boaters, in particular people, professional fishermen, Crappie Masters in particular, they are supporting ethanol and ethanol's use in boats and that their boats are running fine and that they're in these tournaments and that it's not having any ill effect on the engine as long as the engine is taken care of in all the other ways, then that's really important. And it's a really good thing for corn growers to sponsor and to spend money on because it promotes ethanol in neighborhoods to the people that in the end are our biggest proponents.
You can learn more online at ethanol.kybiofuels.info. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.